A change in Protestantism. The claim has been put forth in Protestant countries that Catholicism differs less from Protestantism than in former times. There has been a change, but the change is not in the papacy. Catholicism indeed resembles much Protestantism that now exists because Protestantism has so greatly degenerated since the days of reformers. The Protestant churches, seeking the favor of the world, believe good of all evil, and as the result they will finally believe evil of all good. They are now, as it were, apologizing to Rome for their uncharitable opinion of her, begging pardon for their bigotry. Many urge that the intellectual and moral darkness prevailing during the Middle Ages favored the spread of Rome's superstitions and oppression, and that the greater intelligence of modern times and the increasing liberality in matters of religion forbid a revival of intolerance. The thought that such a state of things will exist in this enlightened age is ridiculed. But it should be remembered that the greater the light bestowed, the greater the darkness of those who pervert and reject it. A day of great intellectual darkness has been favorable to the success of the papacy. A day of great intellectual light is equally favorable. In past ages when men were without the knowledge of the truth, thousands were ensnared, not seeing the net spread for their feet. In this generation many discern not the net and walk into it as readily as if blindfolded. When men exalt their own theories above the word of God, intelligence can accomplish greater harm than ignorance. Thus the false science of the present day will prove successful in preparing the way for acceptance of the papacy, as did the withholding of knowledge in the Dark Ages.